The artwork that you see here is by Finnish graphic novelist Tiitu Takalo. It is one of six large artworks presented on a 3-metre by 1.5-metre billboard around the Sweetbriar Marshes Nature Reserve in Norwich as part of a nationwide project called On Our Doorsteps. The artwork is made up of a series of 13 smaller pictures presented across three rows. In each one, we see a scene depicting people and landscapes represented in delicate line drawings with atmospheric watercolours that capture the soft tones of the landscape and weather conditions. It is clear that this is an artwork that has been made carefully by hand and then reproduced much larger to fill the 3-metre-wide billboard. In the first panel, top left, we see a figure dressed in green and brown clothing with a camouflage coat and hat. He's riding an electric mobility scooter. This is Richard. He is a white man with neat grey hair and glasses. Beside him walks a figure in a grey hoodie, jeans, walking boots and a cap. This is Tiitu, the artist. She is white, has short hair and also wears glasses. They are walking left to right in front of a landscape of long yellow grasses and distant trees. The text written above the figures says, "I come here regularly, been coming here since 1957 or 58. I was just a boy then." In the second panel, we see a close-up profile of Richard's face. Tiitu is turning to look back at him as he speaks. The text above them says, "My father was a shift worker and he used to go off to work at 6 in the morning. In the second panel, we see a close-up profile of Richard's face. Tiitu is turning to look back at him as he speaks. The text above them says, "My father was a shift worker and he used to go off to work at 6 in the morning. I used to say to him, 'When you get up at 5 or 4, wake me up.'" In the third panel, we see a close-up drawing of a small boy with flowing hair and a white short-sleeved shirt. He is sneaking under a barbed wire fence. It's not light yet, and the colours of the landscape behind him are all deep, misty purples. Above the drawing, the text says, "I went through a barbed wire fence. I was about 8 years old. I'd have a wander here and then go to school." The next picture shows the back of the boy's head and shoulders. He's looking across a landscape as the sun comes up in the distance. The trees are all deep blue whilst the sky is warm pink. Where the sun is about to appear over the horizon, glowing yellow, an orange light streams upwards. The text reads, "I love it." You know what I mean? Morning. In the next image, we see the boy again, standing beneath a tree, facing the viewer with his hand resting on the tree trunk. This time, the landscape is painted in dark and mysterious shades of blue. The tree is almost black. The text says, "Then at night, sometimes I'd come over here again." In the first picture on the second row, we see a young man in a reddish-brown jumper crouching behind a green bush. Behind the bush, we see a male police officer wearing a traditional uniform and hat. He stands with his hands on his hips, looking across the landscape, but away from the young man behind the bush. Above him, the text reads, "Sometimes I hunted rabbits, so I ran away from the police. I got caught over 8 times. This was 1963 onwards. In the next image, we see Richard, now aged around 14. We see his head, shoulders and torso. Delicately, he is holding up a butterfly which perches on his little finger, inspecting it carefully. A vivid swirl of yellows and greens suggests summer sunshine bursting through the canopy of leaves above him. The text reads, "But I love the peace and quiet of the place, the nature and wildlife." The third picture in the second row shows a calm, still scene. Richard sits beneath a huge tree, his back against its heavy grey trunk, looking out across a bright green meadow to darker green trees in the distance. By his feet, a small dog sits with his back to us. also looking out across the landscape. When I had my dock, the text reads, we'd sit under this particular tree. You could see all around, anything wandering around like deer or foxes. In the final picture, in the second row, the warm, deep colour suggests it's very early in the morning and not fully light yet. We see the young man again, standing beside a tree, surrounded by bushes. This time we can't see his face as he is pulling his red t-shirt over his head, revealing his chest. The text says, you get favourite places where you like to sit. Even on my own, when I didn't have the dog, I sat under the same tree. The first image on the final row of pictures, we see a young man's bare feet and legs as he removes his trousers. His t-shirt has been hung over the root of a nearby tree. The text says, I remember when there used to be sugar beet and barley fields and all that sort of stuff. In the following image, we see the young man's bare back as he looks across a field of crops in the pink light of the early morning. The text above says, and the last field, the one nearest to the A-frame bridge, they used to have wheat. The third picture on the bottom line shows a young man now immersed up to his waist in a river whose waters reflect the pink sky of the morning. The young man looks to his right as a steam train thunders across a metal A-frame bridge, the smoke billowing from its funnel, capturing the pinks and yellows of the sky. Above, the text reads, and the train ran down Marriott's Way. In the last picture, we return to a close-up of Richard on his mobility scooter and Tiitu walking close behind him. The final text reads, tears welled up in my eyes when I heard that Norfolk Wildlife Trust was buying the place.